This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. We learn early in life to blame others, don't we? A mother told me about when her children were young and her daughter would wet her pants and the mother would say, "Oh, sweetheart," and gently scold her, and the little girl would point to the older brother and say, "You guessed it, he made me do it." As we grow, we learn to refine methods of blaming. We get better at it. It takes the form of, "If you hadn't done that, I wouldn't have done this." You know, like, "If you hadn't parked your car there, I wouldn't have backed into it." So we shift the blame from not paying attention to where we should have been looking when we were backing the car to the other person's parking. Or, "If you hadn't bought the steaks at a thinner cut than I'm used to, I wouldn't have overcooked them." Well, the list could go on, and it gets more serious. That'll toughen him up as a way of blaming a child's perceived weakness for the parent's actions of physical abuse. We shift the blame from ourselves to others. Blame starts with feelings of guilt, fear, and remorse that emerge from something we've done. The classic example, Adam and Eve. Adam has just eaten the fruit and has that silly, guilty grin across his face. He knows he's done something wrong, but he has no idea what it's about to happen. It happens so fast. He looks at Eve and notices something he's never noticed before. She doesn't have any clothes on. And then he looks down and he doesn't have any clothes on. It's a shock. The thought crosses his mind, "We better cover ourselves up." But where did that thought come from? Well, it came from a mind that has just had its first encounter with sin. Adam and Eve never wore clothes before because they never knew they were naked. The shame of nakedness is the first result of the fall. You see, sin first brings shame, and with shame comes the disgrace of being uncovered, known. And then a strange sound of footsteps comes into the Garden of Eden. Who could it be? It's the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve hide themselves. Why? Who told them they needed to hide? No one told them they needed to hide anything, but their guilty consciences condemned them. See, disobedience bears its bitter fruit, where once they enjoyed unbroken fellowship with God, now sin has separated them from their Creator. It's the shame of nakedness, that awareness of being known in yourself, in your lack, in your weakness. It's that awareness of sin that's the first result of the fall. And then hiding from God, that's the second result. But now the truth is about to come out. When God calls out for Adam, Adam answers, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid. I was afraid because I hid myself. I was naked." There was no shame in nakedness as long as there was nothing to hide. But once sin entered the picture, Adam could not face God uncovered. Interesting, isn't it? Then the question, "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat of?" And the answer, "Well, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." And so, ladies and gentlemen, the blame game begins. God turns to Eve and asks her, "What is it you have done?" Listen to the answer. "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Do you know what's so tricky about those two answers? Technically, Adam and Eve both told the truth. Adam told the truth when he said Adam gave him the fruit. Eve told the truth when she said the serpent deceived her. But both of them were blaming someone else. They were making excuses as avoiding personal responsibility. As long as Adam could blame Eve, he didn't have to look so bad. And as long as Eve could blame the serpent, well, she looked like she was innocent. Wasn't her fault, really. I like the story of Adam and Eve when God asked Adam why he ate the forbidden fruit and he blamed Eve. And God spoke to Eve and she blamed the snake. And you know, the snake didn't have a leg to stand on. Well, the first reason we blame is we are ashamed. We are embarrassed by our actions. How do we deal with shame? If I blame someone else, I'm somewhat justified in my actions and therefore don't feel as embarrassed or shameful. I shift the spotlight from myself to someone or something else. He or she shouldn't have been dressed like that, and I wouldn't have been tempted to say or do what I did. Or that alcohol interfered with my cough medicine, and that's why I made such a fool of myself. Here's another reason we blame ourselves. If I refuse to blame, if it's on me, I might need to change some behavior patterns in my life. I might have to change. I might have to work on myself. And that's scary. The third reason, we don't want to admit that what we are doing is evidence of a problem in our lives, because we would have to address that as a problem, and that would require change again on our part. We wrongly think of our problems as solutions, and it's difficult to admit that we're wrong. For example, I yell and intimidate my employees because they are weak and ineffective. Someone says, not me, someone says that, a boss, that hides the fact that the workers appear weak and ineffective because the supervisor has created a work environment where production is contingent on intimidation. Or a drug addict or alcoholic sees their chemical as a help, a solution to life's unbearable circumstances or problems. So any suggestion that the chemical might be the problem is unbearable. Thus, it's necessary to blame someone or something for the cause, for using, or for drinking. Well, we can look back on Adam and Eve and blame them, or we can come to God, ask for His forgiveness, receive His mercy, as we remind ourselves that we are ultimately responsible for our attitudes and actions, which, thank the Lord, He can direct in positive, redeeming ways. And that's good news. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. It comes up.